Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
University College Cork has become the first third-level institution to announce that all of its mid-year December exams are to be held online next month. But other colleges are pressing ahead with in-person exams, in some involving thousands of students, amid concerns from students themselves that they could miss vital exams if they begin to display COVID symptoms. Fergal Keane has been checking on this situation. He joins me now. Mid-year exams are to go ahead then, Fergal?
Yes, and UCC is the only institution who have decided so far to put their exams online. All others we spoke to today, they're planning to go ahead with these exams as normal, but with safety procedures in place. Remember, the December exams are vital for your end of year exams because it's all semesterization now. But I spoke to a number of colleges today. Trinity College Dublin said that at the moment they plan to go ahead with in-person exams, but they're working on contingency plans in case they're requested not to go ahead. But one area of particular concern for them is that if a student displays symptoms on exam day, how are they going to deal with that situation? And then UCD, they said that the registrar had written to all students there and saying there would be end of trimester in-person exams, but that some modules would go online. And they said a meeting of the Academic Council today decided that if a student couldn't take an exam for COVID reasons, they would be given an alternative online assessment in January. Now, Rory Power is the president of UCD Students' Union. I spoke to him earlier and he told me what they knew about how exams were going to run in the country's largest third-level institution.
So UCD exams are traditionally held in the RDS, as are Trinity College. They are going ahead in person, so there's been quite a lot of, I suppose, discussion internally in UCD as to whether or not this should be taking place. My understanding is that a significant number of module coordinators have now decided to switch to alternate assessments, continuous assessment, assignment-based module grading, or have decided to move their exams online. So the exams are going ahead in place in the RDS, but there will be a significantly diminished number of them that will be taking place at the one time.
So how many students will be in the room, do you know?
There will be 450 exams roughly taking place. That's the current estimate. The capacity of the RDS is going to be capped at 60%. I'm not sure the exact numbers that would represent in at once, but at any one sitting you would have a number of thousand students in at the one go. So it is quite a large volume of students going in. It just depends now with the capacity limits on how they're going to manage the queues coming in and out.
Are you at full face-to-face lectures right now?
In general, yes. Some modules have moved online just as a result of the rising cases in the last few weeks. But to a large extent, modules have continued to be taught in person. But UCD has been quite flexible to a large extent with the offering of live lecture capture recordings. So students have been able to access a lot of their classes online as well, which is quite welcome, particularly for students who are immunocompromised or living with family members who are. It's provided a great deal of flexibility, so we're thankful to lecturer staff who facilitated that.
Is there concern on campus that the pandemic is still going on?
There is. There is a lot of apprehension from some students about the exams taking place in person. Part of it is, you know, we have students who are living with vulnerable family members. They'll be going home at Christmas. They don't want to bring home COVID. So we're of the view that a one-size-fits-all approach mightn't be the most appropriate thing here, and there are provisions being set out for people to undertake online exams in January if they are exhibiting COVID symptoms prior to going into the RDS. So we're grateful that that's going to be facilitated, but equally there might be room for further flexibility for students who have immunocompromised family members to be able to access alternate exam settings instead of going into the big exam hall. So there is a degree of concern. Some students aren't nervous, and they're confident going to the RDS, and we're assured it will be quite a safe setting in terms of ventilation. But there is a palpable kind of, I suppose, discomfort given the rising number of cases recently.
Yeah, that's Rory Power, who's the president of the UCD SU, but not everybody's happy, Fergal.
This afternoon, the NUI Galway Students' Union, they said the university was being reckless with students' health by asking them or requiring them to attend exam centres with thousands of others, where they'd be required to stay for up to 3 hours at a time, and they want exams held online. And then some students in Trinity College have started a petition this afternoon calling for online exams. They claim to have 5,000 signatures across all third level institutions asking for hashtag not in person exams, and they say that they don't want in person exams in December or January. They should be online. But I spoke to Megan O'Connor. She's Deputy President for Academic Affairs in the Union of Students in Ireland. She's been speaking to students in colleges right around the country, and she said that all universities have absolute discretion in how they hold exams. But she first told me how colleges across the country were dealing with the exam situation.
It's a difficult one, really, because I think it goes from one extreme to the other in a lot of places. So we're seeing some students really actively engaging with their institution over the last few weeks and seeing the introduction of mitigation measures that were in place from last year to ensure that the current public health situation isn't going to impact students facing into their exams, you know, coming into the Christmas period. But we are seeing some other institutions that are struggling with that, and that the return to in-person exams is continuing as planned, which is causing an understandable concern for a number of students across the country. And, you know, facing into sitting 2 hours in a lecture theatre and an exam when they haven't been exposed to those kind of environments in the last 2 years.
UCC have decided to put all exams online. Has anybody else done that?
Not to my knowledge. So UCC, I think, all have everything, but except, I think, 15 mandatory ones that they are doing, with the maximum number of students in a room being quite minimal. So I think that the measures that they have taken is really fantastic. I think they really are leading it ahead with that, and every student that has been in contact with us has been very, very comfortable in engaging with those arrangements. So I'm really hoping that that continues and that other institutions kind of follow suit. USI are very much in favour of these online assessments being facilitated as far as possible. There are some, you know, physical examinations and things like that will not be possible in the online context. But should a student be diagnosed with COVID or have COVID symptoms and not be able to be accommodated in an online assessment, unfortunately, that's just completely unacceptable. If a student misses out on being able to engage in this exam purely because it's in person, purely because they're impacted by the current public health situation, and they're going to be at such a significant disadvantage to their peers for not receiving the grades as scheduled due to circumstances far beyond their control.
Institutions, each third level institution makes its own rules about exams.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, there's huge autonomy within higher education institutions across the country. So, although we have the Department for Higher Education and USI have been engaging with the Minister, the IUA and PIA on this and looking for further support for students and institutions at the minute, each institution across the country does have that autonomy whereby they can make the decisions and stand over their assessment practices based on their own decisions and based on their presidents and senior management's decisions.
There it stands. We'll see what happens. That's Megan O'Connor, Deputy President for Academic Affairs in the Union of Students in Ireland. Fergal Keane, thank you very much indeed for that. The best of luck to all the students, whether they do it online or in person.